In the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. That's for the body of Christ. That's for moms and so on and so forth. I want you to look at just for a minute now so you can get a revelation, a light of that. In the light of the king's face, amen, is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. There's a cloud of the latter rain falling upon the body of Christ. Because as we lift him up and look at our King, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, there's going to be, your light will shine. There's going to be light coming out of him. Amen? So I just wanted to share this before we go in where God's brought the message today. For some reason, he laid this on my heart to share it with you. It should, with the peace of God, it should bring blessings to you. Because the Word of God is not something just on pages, but it's something we'll manifest by faith as we believe it. And the Holy Spirit is in us to help us believe that. Amen? And so, in the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. And I believe the latter rain has started. I really do. We can go back to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. When he was resurrected, I believe the latter rain started. And we are getting progressing more and more into the supernatural realm. He has given us that. He has planned this thing out perfectly in that he has given us his Holy Spirit to the children of God who are born again to teach us about the supernatural. Because the latter rain is supernatural. It's the moving of the gifts. It's the knowledge and wisdom of God. It's the peace of God. It's the love of God. It's being able to stand in his presence knowing you've done something wrong and receive the wonderful blood bought, the blood of Jesus Christ into your life and know that your sins are forgiven and if you make a mistake and so on and so forth. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So one more time, in the light of the king's face is life. Say, I have life. And his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. So his presence is in me and upon me. The latter rain, the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit will flow through me and bless people, and bring glory to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about the gift of faith today. I started Friday night about talking about the fallen state of Adam. We were born, and we had no choice in that. And so depending on the first Adam to the second Adam, we take on all kinds of things. And this is a follow-up of that. Everybody here will take on, depending on who you are, how you was raised, and so on and so forth. Some people were sexually abused. Some people were beat. Some people had good families. Some people had not so good, and so on and so forth. And so there's mindsets and learned behavior that we take on. Now you had a choice, and you became born again, you see, and now you have that wonderful Holy Spirit in you. And it's the gift of faith. When it says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, that's that greatness of the gifts of the God in you. Word of knowledge and wisdom and faith and healings and miracles and tongues, interpretation, tongues and prophecy and discerning of spirits. So the Holy Spirit can move sovereignly upon your life. If you're looking back and rewinding and you're living back here, he can cause the gift of faith to rise up in you to overcome that and to walk in your born-again experience. Amen? Are you listening to what God's saying here this morning? Hallelujah. So he wants to bless the people, and so he wants us to understand that when he says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, he's talking about the gifts. Amen? And we're going to go through some scriptures and just let God minister to us from the Word of God. Because when you come together like this, we should come to hear what God has to say about, so we can start our week in being blessed and have peace and compassion, knowing that God is with us and God is in us. And God, the Holy Spirit, is not something you have to figure out by yourself, you see, not by your mindsets or by the background you came out of, but by the mind of Christ, which is the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit will help us. The Holy Spirit will anoint us. The anointing will teach you all things. And so he wants us to learn about the gift of faith. That's found in 1 Corinthians 12:9. If you put that up, Jerry, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9. I just want everybody to know where I'm coming from. So we put the Word of God up here. And if you want to argue, you'll have to argue with God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I think it's important for Christians to hear more and more and more of the Word of God. I know a lot of Christians who don't know the Word of God, and they don't know that healing belongs to them, that love belongs to them, that forgiveness belongs to them, that compassion belongs to them, the Spirit of God is in them. A lot of people don't understand that. And so we're talking supernatural, and so most people go to churches that don't talk supernatural, don't believe in tongues and the gifts of the Spirit. I'm not putting them down. If they're under the blood, they're under the blood, and that's the important thing. But nevertheless, as we get through life, things happen to people's bodies and people's minds and people's marriages and people's finances. And if you don't have the gift of faith, or you don't know you have the gift of faith, then you ain't going to have it operating in your life to receive the things from God. So the Word of God teaches us that. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. That's found in 1 Corinthians. So there is a gift of faith, and we're not talking about the faith that comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. We're talking about a gift of faith. Say it's a gift. It's like salvation. Salvation is a gift. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the gift of faith is a supernatural spiritual ability, listen now, to believe God without doubt, reasoning, or unbelief. The gift of faith will override doubt, reasoning, and unbelief. That's what it's all about. The gift of faith is more powerful than your reasoning and your doubt and your unbelief. Amen? That's why it's called the gift of faith. That's why it's supernatural. It's a supernatural ability, the ability of the Holy Spirit in you to override, you see, your doubt, reasoning, and unbelief. Amen? And so we were born. We were in the state of Adam. We received a lot of learned behavior and mindsets and everything else, and it stays with people for a long time, even after being born again. And so the gift of faith can override that reasoning. Some people reason in their mind, well, God ain't going to touch me, I was bad over here, this happened over here, and so on. The gift of faith can override that. Or I sinned and them sins won't be forgiven. The gift of faith can override that. That's why the Holy Spirit's in you and I. You see, because we can't do this by ourselves. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the gift of faith that we just saw in Scripture here is a supernatural, a spiritual ability. Say, I have a spiritual ability. The Holy Spirit. To believe. Without doubt. Without reasoning. Unbelief. The gift of faith can go beyond these three areas in my life. Turn your Bibles, if you would, please, now to Romans 4:17. Romans 4:17, Jerry, please. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We're just going to stir up a little some things in us, and so you can expect the gift of faith to operate in your life, because it's a gift. So when you and I accepted that, we got born again, the Holy Spirit came into our lives and all of that. That's why, all of us have to repeat, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Why? We're talking about the faith. We're talking about the gifts. We're talking about the power of God. Amen? And just as the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead, he can raise you out of those places that are trying to kill you or put you in prison or and so on and so forth. So Romans 4:17, it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead, calls those things which do not exist as though they do. When you look at David, for example, in the Bible, when he approached the giant, what did he do before they got into it, before he cut his head off? He said, the Lord has given you to me. And he approached it. He called those things that did not exist as though they did. And he did get the victory. He killed the giant. Amen? You find this same thing with Abraham, and you find it with Moses. He would tell Moses to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh about what's going to happen to him if he didn't let his children go or let the people of God go. But it was something he called before. Until the manifestation happened, it was called before. Can you see that, how faith operates? And so he called it before, then Moses would go to Pharaoh and say, if you don't let my people go, this is going to happen. But he told Moses ahead of time what was going to happen, and he called before it happened. Are you listening? So that's how faith operates. And so a lot of people struggle with the area of speaking the word of God and calling those things that do not exist as though they do. Well, that's how the gift of faith operates. You call yourself, if you don't feel washed in the blood, if you don't feel anointed, if you don't, you call those things that are not as though they are. You are anointed. You are washed in the blood. You do have favor with God. So wherever thing you're approaching during the week, you call grace into that situation. This is how faith operates. Because this is the finished work of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we can see in 1 Samuel 17, 45 and 46, I just told you about David. He called it first, and then it happened. Faith is present tense. Hope is future tense. Faith is believing before seeing. Faith will bring substance to what you believe. Faith will bring substance to what you believe. There'll be a manifestation. There'll be some substance that'll be brought to you if you allow the gift of faith to operate. And the Holy Spirit is in you and I to operate that. Amen? Can you believe that? Can you understand that? I don't want to get beyond and act like I'm spiritual and you're not, because you're as spiritual as I am, because you have the same Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. So I don't try to draw attention to myself. We're going to look at a couple of scriptures now. So that's how faith operates, saints. When you see it in David's life, when you see it in Abraham's life, when you see it in Moses' life, you see, he would tell Moses, I want you to go tell Pharaoh, but he told him what was going to happen before it happened. Can you get that idea? So the Holy Spirit wants you and I to confess that we're forgiven, that we're healed, you see, before we have the substance, before it happens in our lives, because it will happen. Because the Holy Spirit's faith is greater. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So no matter what's kind of trying to come upon your marriage, your family, whatever's going on, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen? This greatness of God is in you and I. So you start calling up, you see, this gift of faith. Hallelujah. Let's turn in our Bibles. Hallelujah. Where? Where to? Okay. Mark 11. A lot of people. Mark. Say Mark. Hallelujah. I was born in Concord, New Hampshire. And they are the only ones that understand me, it seems so. Or Maine. Maine's that way. See, I say car and park and... I tell you, when the anointing gets, it builds in me, and it gets stronger and stronger. And Mark's brother was here Friday night, and we were all standing over here talking. His two sisters were here, and his brother and Mark, and we're standing here. And I said, oh, I put my arm around him, and I know him, and I've ministered to him before. And I said, oh, you've been lifting weights. And he said, yeah. I said, I do it 3 days a week. He said, really? I said, yeah, I use a walker. Boy, he got real serious. You don't need no walker. And Mark says, he does that all the time under the anointing. And his sister said, yeah, I laugh all the time. Sometimes he says things. And so it's hard to activate the brain. Listen to me now, saints. When you get the anointing and it's flowing through you, to activate it to recall natural things, it's almost like your mind gets in neutral. You can't get it to work the way it's supposed to. And so I thought that was, I said, well, I use a walker 3 days a week. I was talking about a treadmill. And Mark corrected me. He said, he's talking about a treadmill. So after that, I kept saying to his brother, don't forget the walker. And he still was serious. And when I finally went out the door Friday night, I said to him, don't forget the walker. And he really started laughing. I was trying to get this young man to laugh because he needs laughter. He needs joy in his life. Amen. Hallelujah. I really believe that guy, he's a man of God, and God's going to use him mightily, leading people to Jesus Christ and so on and so forth. But he had some problems. He's over it now. He's been delivered from it by the power of God. And it's a wonderful thing to see somebody down the road. Amen? And to see him free. Mark 11. Oh, you're already there, right? No, that's Romans 4. Yeah. Mark 11, 22 and 23. Amen? So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. The God kind of faith is the gift of faith in you and I. Amen? It's the gift of faith in us. That's the God kind of faith. That's what he's talking. Have faith in God. So you got to have the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith is the gift of faith. It's a holy faith. When you pray in tongues and you build up your most holy faith, that's the faith of God. You may not get in the fullness of it, but the Holy Spirit, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, wants to release the God kind of faith in you. And you have to learn how to do this. So when Jesus answered and said, have faith in God, have the God kind of faith, that's what he's talking about. He said, so we have the God kind of faith because we have the gift of faith. We just saw that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 9, verse 9, right? So we have the God kind of faith in us, which is the gift of faith. Amen? So you have the gift of faith to overcome anything in your life, anything that the Satan tries to throw at you, anything that your flesh tries to rewind and bring you back into some old things years ago and so on and so forth. Being born again is to operate in the kingdom realm. The kingdom is in you and I, you see. And God's kingdom in us has the God kind of faith in it, or the temple of the Holy Spirit, or the gifts of the Holy Spirit, however you want to, the word speaks of all of these. So the kingdom of God is in us. The gift of faith is in us, and that's the God kind of faith. Now listen, saints, we don't always operate in a God kind of faith. But it says here, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain. Now if you're using the God kind of faith, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. You never want to forget the verse above, the God kind of faith. The gift of faith in you. A lot of us just say it because we have remembrance of this, and it doesn't seem to work. It doesn't get rid of a mountain. But when the God kind of faith is activated in you, the gift of faith, and it is a gift, and it can override reasoning and doubt, unbelief, it can override that. It can sovereignly move through your life. It really can, saints. And when it does, you'll see things happen in your life, and you think you've done it, but really it would be the gift of faith. And I'll show you a better example here in a little bit here. So God wants you to understand there's a gift of faith. Hallelujah. Praise. So we came into a fallen state of Adam. It depends on the fall, being born and being born again. This distance between here and there, we pick up all kinds of things. See, I picked up booze and drugs, and I was full of hate, and I had a death wish. I had multiple sclerosis and all kinds of different things. My mom left when I was 5 years old. So I had a lot of things. But when I became born again, I started renewing my mind and finding out about God. No one taught me this. I had to go in the Bible constantly and pray because the charismatic movement was not that powerful and alive at the time. When I got saved, it was April 1973. And so the point I'm trying to make is I've been able to overcome all of that, you see. And every time I needed to overcome something, the gift of faith kicked in. I overcame smoking. I overcame drugs. I overcame booze. I overcame multiple sclerosis through the gift of faith. See, the mind holds on to things from that fallen state of Adam. You are born again, and you have a new mind available to you, the mind of Christ, which is the Word of God. Can you understand that? You may not catch on to it right away, but the CDs are free, the DVDs are free. Not free, but no, they're not free. I'm saying free. I'm giving them away today. Huh? It's Mother's Day. That's right. I'll do it for Mother's Day. If you have a choice, just a mother's now. You dads stay out of the sound room. If you mothers want a DVD, it's free. If you want a CD, it's free. So you can go home and play the CD and watch a DVD and eat your candy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen? So you see, we have the God kind of faith. We have the gift of faith. And it says, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, and he'll have whatever he says. And that comes through the gift of faith, the God kind of faith. And we all have to learn how to operate in it. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. They should be freedom, you see, to flow in that gift of faith. Because the supernatural realm of the gift of faith overrides reasoning. Don't everybody here, we all have reasoning about the supernatural, about, well, I don't know if that works, and so on. We all have some type of unbelief and some type of doubt. But the gift of faith overrides that. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. It'll override your doubt and your reasoning and so on and so forth. You know that? If you just let God flow. God sovereignly can override any situation in your life because of the gifts that are in you, particularly the gift of faith. He can override anything. He can sovereignly move upon your marriage, your finances, your physical body. He can sovereignly move and cause your ministry to explode. Why? There's light from the king's face. It's the latter rain. Amen? You have entered into a whole new realm when you become born again. You entered into the supernatural realm of God. And God says, I'm not asking you to believe on your own faith. You see, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, praying in the Spirit, building up your most holy faith. We're talking about the gift of faith. We're talking about something that's already in you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Faith that comes by hearing, you have to say it. You have to hear yourself say it so your mind can be renewed. We're not talking about that kind of faith. We're talking about a gift of faith that's greater in you than in the world. You understand what I'm saying? The presence of God, the gift of faith. The gift, you can go on to the gift of healing, gift of miracles, and so on and so forth. But that's in you and I. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One more place. Acts 12, starting with verse 1. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 12. Peter's freed from prison. I want you to listen. I don't like to go down and read all kinds of scriptures and everything else, but I'm going to start at verse 1 because I want to point some things out. If you're in some kind of prison, your flesh is, God wants to free you today. You may be in a prison of tobacco or booze or drugs or pornography or hate or unforgiveness or because the fall of Adam, and you haven't really realized that there is a gift of faith in you, and you become born again, and that gift of faith is operating you, and it can take you out of prison. Whatever is controlling your life, if it's not the Word, if it's not the Holy Spirit, you're in prison. See, booze was controlling my life. Tobacco was controlling my life. Pot was controlling my life. Multiple sclerosis was controlling my life. I had a death wish. It was controlling my life. I even played on the edge all the time. In other words, I would get drunk and try to roll vehicles over, see how many times you could roll it. That's true. True story. I had great big iron bars at times that came right through the side window, these railings on the side of the road, and right through the window and missed my head that much. God had a plan for my life. And when I look back at my life, I saw myself, even at 12, in church praying the statues. Me and my wife were raised Catholic, went to Catholic school. I was praying the statues. I was reaching out for God. No one told me about Jesus. I often found myself in a little cluster order. Cluster order is nuns who become behind this wall when they become a certain age. I think it's after 18, moms and dads can't see them. If you want to talk to them, you push this button, this barrel turns around, and there's a dark screen. This nun would pray for you. Well, I often found myself in this little chapel, and they'd be up there. I couldn't see them. They'd be up there singing, practicing for the Sunday service, and I'd be down there saying Hail Marys and Our Fathers. The point I'm trying to make is I was trying to find God way back then. And so the older I got, the more I distanced myself from that because I liked sin. All flesh likes sin. And so, when I became born again, the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, had lots of work to be done in me. Renewing of the mind, getting rid of tobacco, getting rid of hate, getting rid of unforgiveness, getting rid of death wish, getting rid of multiple sclerosis. But I can name all those things. And see, and the whole teaching is, if your parents were divorced, you'll be divorced. That's not true. We've been married 53 years. We met when we were 16 years old in high school. Now, my wife saw all the change in my life. I was a wild man. I went into a Bible study one time after I was saved, and the prophet walked up to me, and he said, "You're like a wild stallion. God's trying to tame you." I wanted to hear the Brinks trucks coming down the road. Eh? Holly, but God did tame me. You know why? I wanted this thing so bad. So when I would talk about the supernatural, people would hang up on me on the telephone. I had to go out in an apple orchard and God help me. I didn't even know about the Holy Spirit. Then I received tongues, you see. And boy, it lit a fire in me. It really helped me to believe in the faith, the God faith that's in me. And so I started conquering my flesh, conquering my mind, conquering my desires, and so on and so forth. And I began to realize that the God kind of faith in me can override my reasoning, can override my doubt, can override my unbelief. There can be a sovereign move in your life, and it can change you. It changed me. It's changed many of you out here. Amen? Hallelujah. So, 12 verse, we'll start with verse 5. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. You see what the prayer, the church ought to be doing? Intercessory prayer. For one another, for the president, for Republicans, for Democrats, for the economy, whatever it may be, that's in trouble by the devil, we ought to be interceding for that person or persons. Amen? Hallelujah. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, guards, before the door was keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light. Did you remember we said in Proverbs 6? 16:15, a light will shine from his face, the latter rain. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison and struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. You know why he struck Peter? Peter was so sound asleep because he had turned it over all to God. So he didn't just, he punched him to wake him up. He was in such a deep sleep. See, God says, come into my rest. See, most people are trying to do it themselves. But if you come into God's rest, you'll start to realize that you'll sleep at night. You know why? You'll have that gift of faith operating, knowing that God never sleeps or slumbers, and God's watching over you, and God's with you, and so on and so forth. And so he actually punched a Peter. He turned it all over to God. See, when you and I are in certain positions, we ought to come into his rest, turn it all over to God, and watch the gift of faith operate in your life and cut down whatever's going on in your life. Just explode into your life and take away that which has kept you in prison, whatever that may be. It could be oppression, it could be depression, whatever it may be. It could be loneliness. We ought to be in the rest of God. We should be able to sleep at night. Amen? Verse 8. Then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself, tie on your sandals." So he did, and he said to him, "Put on your garments." He was telling him to get dressed. So he went out and followed him, and did not know that was done by the angel was really, but thought he was seeing a vision. You see, supernatural things are separated from the body of Christ. Amen? Verse 9 again. So he went out and followed him, and did not know that what was done by the angel was real. See, When the gift of faith operates in supernatural things, we don't believe it's real. That's the reason why it overrides reasoning and doubt and all the things. Because at first, when we see things of the super, we don't believe it's real. Have you ever had anybody say to you, I had a vision. I don't know if it was God. I don't know if it was real. You see, because supernatural things are separated from the body. Peter's saying, I don't know. I didn't even know. You know, he was being freed. He followed the angel, but he didn't. It was like it wasn't real to him. Why? Because it was supernatural. It was, and you and I would be the Spirit of God, or an angel could be, but it'd be supernatural, and it may not seem real, but you'll know it's real when you are delivered from the prison. See, it didn't seem real to me, but when I got delivered from the booze, the drugs, the smoking, the MS, it became real. It was a supernatural faith that operated in me, but I didn't think it was real. That's the mind thinking that. But it became real when I became free from prison. All the prisons that was keeping me. You understand what I'm saying? You see what Peter's saying here? So he went out and followed him. Did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. See, he didn't think it was real. His mind was interpreting it, but all the time he was being delivered from prison by the supernatural faith of God. Can you see that? See, a lot of us reject the moving of God because to us, it's not real. Tongues, going out in the spirit, shaking, whatever this may be, we don't think it's real. We don't think that the supernatural is real to us. We're not supposed to think it's real. We're supposed to be led by the Spirit of God and have that supernatural faith operating in us so we can believe what's going on, even though the flesh says, I don't think this is real. That's how God blesses us. He don't come in to you and I and say, now, guess what? This is what's going to happen. An angel is going to show up. He's going to get the chains off of you. You're going to get dressed and you're going to follow him. But see, it's not real to us, saints. The supernatural realm is not real to the flesh, but it's real to the Spirit of God within us. It's real by the faith of God that's in us, that gift of faith. That's what makes it real. The Spirit of God in you and I makes it real. So reasoning will say, this don't feel real. This don't feel right to me. Have you ever said that? Have you ever thought of that? Hallelujah. When they were past, verse 10, when they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them on its own accord. See, things will open by the gift of faith, you see, on its own accord. In other words, you ain't got to go kick and push it down and scream and bite and chew your fingernails and everything else and spit all over it. It will happen. And they went out, went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. See, all of us, once we start experiencing this, we all want to kind of live there. We want to have that angel in sight all the time, or that Shekinah glory in sight, or in our lives all the time. Everybody here has had anointing and a peace and so on and so forth. And when you stop and think, for some reason God has this ability where it kind of lifts, and we're almost saddened when it lifts, aren't we? Now, it's still with you, but the substance or the manifestation has not, it seemed to have gone back into your spirit by the Holy Spirit. Amen? But it's still with you. See, we want that with us. Don't go. Listen. The sickness that had you bound will open automatically from you and leave you. Whatever's got your head bound will open. God will take you out of it. The gift of faith will operate, the God kind of faith, and when the God kind of faith operates, nothing can stand in its way. Nothing can stand in its way. Hallelujah. Can you imagine going up to Canyon City and you know, there's big gates up there and everything else. And some guy in block 13, his cell opens. He walks past all the, think about this. He walks past all the guards. He gets out to the main gate. It opens by himself. And he just walks away. Everybody's blinded. The gates open up. No one saw him. You see, God can blind sickness from you. He can blind poverty from you. He can blind the devil. He can blind principalities and powers. The gift of faith is very important, saints, because everybody in here has unbelief, has doubt, has reasoning. That's all part of our lives. But when the gift of faith operates, it's a sovereign move of God. Amen? Hallelujah. And when Peter had come to himself, he said in verse 11, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has..." See, finally, revelation came. Have you ever been in, well, let's say this ministry on a Friday night, and you really didn't get a hold of anything until Saturday morning? You get up Saturday morning and go,
"Wow, wait a minute."
There was a lady who comes on Fridays, and I don't know, she gave her testimony Friday. It was a couple of weeks ago. I said to her, she had stepped up in front of me right here, and I said to her, by the gift of faith, "Listen now, you're going to either get a phone call or an envelope, and you're going to get some mail, some money." The following day, she testified Friday that she got money. Following day. See, that's the gift of faith operating in believing in what I heard. Tell her she's got some money coming. So the gift of faith steps in, and then she comes back and gives a testimony. Amen? Now, saints, don't feel bad. You can learn how to do this. Everybody in here can learn how to walk in the gift of faith. We're not talking about all the other gifts, although we can, but it just runs it too much. It makes it too confusing. So we're talking strictly about the gift of faith, the God kind of faith, where you can speak to a mountain. Where someone's broken, you can say, "You're going to get some money." See, money gets Americans' attention, no matter who you talk to. You say money, E.F. Hutton speaking or something, everybody wants to hear it. How am I going to get that? You want to make a church grow? Start talking about money. You may not get many manifestations, but start talking about money. Everybody, boy, I'd have to have Chris out here with a club beating him out of the door. See, God wants you and I to learn the supernatural, to learn that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, to seek first the kingdom. He'll add money to you. If you become a good steward, he'll add those things to you. That's the kind of God we are. You know, listen, saints, the same God that put the coin in the fish's mouth, and everybody's got different stories about that. But anyway, the coin that was in the fish's mouth, he said, "Peter, go over there and get the coin out of the fish's mouth and go pay the taxes." Well, there's a lot of side menus of how that happened and so on and so forth. But the word says he went to caught the fish and got the coin out and paid the taxes. All these side dishes and all these little desserts that everybody comes up with, trying to reason how that fish got that coin. Period. God put it there. And God wants you and I to go fishing in the Word of God. And we'll get our golden nuggets, and we'll get our creative faith, and you'll start creating things, and you'll get the peace of God, and you'll get the grace of God. If you're a fisherman, if you fish in the Word of God, if you're obedient, when God says, "Renew your mind, renew your mind." Amen? Hallelujah. Well, praise God. We're going to play one more song, and I'm going to pray for people who need it. Let's put on "We Prayed for Friday 10, please. See, I got all this. See, Jeff is really creative. See how he gave me all this? This is the CDs here, and I got all the numbers of the songs here. So if I say black, or if I say, you know, I just want to let you worship him a little bit here, then we'll pray for people, because this one here really brings glory to Jesus. Just kind of close your eyes and just get caught up in this.
In one accord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If anybody needs prayer here tonight, today, I'm gone now. So it's if anybody needs prayer, come up here right now. Whatever it may be for, just come up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We worship you and praise you. We thank you for your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Mighty God, mighty God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you. Everybody up front, just raise your hands and close your eyes. Hallelujah. My faith in Jesus' name and to live his life, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. The peace and the presence of Jesus, the delivering power, the anointing that breaks the yoke. Touch your life, Jesus, like you've never been touched. Spirit, soul, and body. God says, my son, there's been some unsettled things in your thinking. But God's grace is about to rise up in you. His knowledge and wisdom is about to flow into your mind. Drawing the word of God, my mind, saith the Lord, into your mind. Clarity will come. Clarity will come under the anointing and the power of my spirit, saith the Lord. And you'll start to learn that you can dance for the Lord. That you can worship me in other ways. And I will free your feet and I will free your tongue. And laughter will be part of your life. Laughter will be part of your life because the joy of the Lord is going to be your strength. So when the enemy or somebody tries to bring things against you because of your rest in me, because of the gift of faith, you will learn to laugh at the world and be serious about my kingdom, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord, flowing into my brother right now, Lord, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch my sister right now.
Jesus' name. I release my faith, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every bit of pain will lose, leave her body in Jesus' name. Oh, the gift of faith flowing into her, Lord, that she can receive your love and your grace. I command every bit of it, every bit of it.
Go in Jesus' name. Go
in Jesus' name. Oh, all through her life. Praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah.
God says, my daughter, there has been times when doubt has risen up in you, like in most human beings, but I tell you about my spirit, and I tell you about the gift of faith, and I tell you about my grace, and I tell you about my blood that has separated you, and I tell you about my faithfulness, and I tell you that this will rise up in you, and the mind of Christ will move in from my word into your life. And your body will receive the benefits of the gift of faith. Throughout your shoulders and your knees and your back, God says the anointing will flow through you. And the anointing will teach you. So I speak to you encouragement today. I speak to you grace today. I speak that there's a new way you're going to start learning. You're going to start learning. It's the supernatural way. It's of my spirit. It's of my mind. And the devil shall not have, will not come on your property. Or come. You are my property because you are blood bought. You belong to me. And I say no to the devil. And I say no to sickness and disease. And I say no to principalities and powers. But I say yes to the love, my love flowing through you, my love touching you like never before. You're going to feel a wonderful peace and a wonderful presence all the rest of the day and even through tomorrow, that my presence is with you and my presence is upon you. And you are going to let, nothing is going to seem to bother you. You're just kind of going to be in this kind of a Holy Ghost hangover, so to speak, and you're just going to feel my presence. God says, my daughter, this belongs to you. You can call upon it by faith, and it shall manifest whenever you need it. It shall manifest. The substance shall come upon you of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I can see this big archway. You've just come in through this archway of God, the presence of God, the property of God. And you're going to look around and you're going to think for a while. But as you start thinking on it, my spirit is going to bring manifestations of my promises into your life. There is going to be directions by authorities, but God says if that direction doesn't suit you, I can change that direction. I can change it by my grace because you have grace and favor with me, saith the Lord, and I can change that. So God says don't accept everything that's said. Don't accept everything that's assigned to you. Do not argue. Be obedient to the laws, but at the same time there is the kingdom, the law of my spirit that can change things. So you have great desires in your life. To walk in certain areas and have certain benefits manifested to you. So God says, my son, nothing will interfere with this because you'll start stepping out by faith. The gift of faith will flow through you and you shall call forth those things that are not as though they are, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. I touch this woman of God, Lord. And I can see, Lord, bubbling up, Lord, right in front of her. The bubbling up of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Every bubble has different colors in it, like purples and blues. And it's just bubbling up. And it's the colors are just sparkling through these little bubbles. God says, my daughter, you are in the presence of me, saith the Lord. You are in my presence. My presence is upon you. It's all over the front of you, all over your stomach, down through your legs. The presence of God, it's all bubbling over. It seems to be driven by the fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost is causing the bubbles to flow through your body. Father God, we thank you and we praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can see a big chest that had a lock on it, and the lock has popped off, and the chest is opened up. There's some things that God's going to open up to you. You're going to call what you see in the chest, which is my word, which is my Bible. Some of it has been locked away, but now the chest has been opened. The Bible has been opened. My word has been opened, and you're going to see it for what it is by faith, the gift of faith, and you're going to call forth, and you're going to see the substance and the manifestation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Do you have bad allergies?
Yes.
Oh. You don't play in the weeds, do you?
No.
No, don't play in the weeds.
For my allergies, Pastor. Can you tell him?
Allergies are gone in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. The allergies will not touch this child, Lord. We thank you that he's under mom, he's under the blood covenant, her protection, and we thank you and we praise you, Lord. The fallen Adam will not manifest in his life, but the risen Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ. I curse these allergies right now in the name of Jesus, and I thank you. They'll be gone and never return in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Lord, for this mom, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that she does have within her the faith of God to put this young man constantly every day under the blood of Jesus by speaking it, Lord. And we thank you that someday he'll grow up, Lord, and he'll take on the priest and the king, Lord, through salvation, through you, Lord Jesus, in a manifested way, Lord, that will bring glory to you. And he'll help the body of Christ and bring those out of darkness into light. I speak this right now into his life, the Spirit of God coming upon him like never before. Mom, you're going to see it. You're going to see it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I speak joy into my sister's life, Lord. I speak joy. She's blessed. She's blessed. She's blessed going in, blessed coming out. She's blessed in her emotions. She's blessed in her mind. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for this woman of God, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the anointing, the peace of God shall rest upon her today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the helmet of salvation will be on and the enemy will not throw darts in her mind. The enemy will not throw. I bind you, Satan. I join with the husband and the wife and I join the three of us together, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that the peace and the blessings of God, the faithfulness of you, Lord Jesus Christ, is going to protect her mind as she has put on the helmet of salvation. And today, new things will start beginning in her life. There'll be new sightings, new places down the road that she'll see that God's calling her in the supernatural realm. And we give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We honor you, Lord. We exalt and lift you up. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, in front of you, I can see this like a blue curtain. As a blue curtain. And this curtain, you can almost see through it. It's heavenly material. And you can almost see. And there's a blessing coming through. There's a blessing coming through this place. Sent by God. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you. Touch him right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. All the blessings of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What's your first name? Shannon. You know something? God's about to turn something around. There's something that wouldn't move. It was almost like in concrete.
and you've been praying about something, you've been agreeing and praying about it, and it didn't seem to move. It doesn't. There's a blessing coming to you, but there's been something that just won't move right now. God says you're going to receive my grace, and God says he's going to speak to it, and God says he's going to show you that that prayers that you've been praying, that he's heard your prayers, and he's going to cause that to move, and he's going to turn things around. There's a different direction of my spirit coming into your life, and it's going to bring grace. It's going to bring manifestations of me, saith the Lord, and it'll cause you to understand and believe that all this stuff that you've gone in with your mind and everything, and all this stuff you've been through, God says the day has come, deliverance has come to you as I speak and prophesy into your life by the Holy Spirit. It's over now. That which wouldn't move is moved now. That which was in the mind shall no longer stay there and camp out there in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the moms. We pray for them, Lord. We just ask, Lord, that they'll have a revelation, Lord, that every day is Mom's Day, Lord. Every day is Father's Day. Every day is Christmas. Every day is Easter, Lord. We walk in the resurrection power, Lord, and we celebrate you, Lord Jesus Christ. But we draw no attention to us, although we are your bride. We are kings and priests. We are the body of Christ. We thank you and we praise you in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What grade are you in, dear? This girl right here? You've already graduated? Huh? 2 years ago. Wow. See, that's a blessing to look at you thinking you don't. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone has planted something into your head, into your life, and it kind of stays there, and it kind of rings out from time to time. It's almost like a defeat, but not a defeat in that, you know, you're sick or diseased or something like that. But it's almost like you have a fear or taking on some responsibilities in some things in some areas. God is going to touch you today, and God's going to give you the anointing, and is going to break that yoke off of you. And you're going to have the courage, and you're going to have the faith by the Holy Spirit, and you're going to cross over, and God's going to bless you because you're going to trust in him who walks with you and talks with you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, give the Lord a clap offering here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are kind of a heads up or a teacher of your family. Your sister don't look no more than 18 years old. We were talking last night, me and Betty. But I'm telling you, you've got to build the Word of God into her mind. Her reasoning is stopping me, saith the Lord. But God says, greater is he that's in her. So there's going to be some nurturing from you. It's going to rise up out of you by the Spirit of a living God. And you're going to say something. And all of a sudden, like we turn a switch on and light comes on. And you're going to keep on saying it as you're led by the Spirit. Because the switch is going to come on. The light is going to come on. And sickness will stay away from her body in Jesus' name. And pain will stay away from her body. Father God, we thank you for the anointing upon this man's life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the tongue will be loose, Lord. Words will come. He will not reason. He will not doubt. And we just give you praise and honor and glory. The gift of faith will bring the word of God up out of him, Lord, and be spoken into his sisters, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And they'll realize that God truly is alive, that God is in them, and the gift of healing belongs to them through the gift of faith in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Amen? Everybody's blessed, right? Yes, dear. Absolutely. That's right. Praise God. And that's blessing people just saying that right now. Amen. That's called discernment. It's for the spirit of error, spirit of truth. He don't want us getting caught up in the spirit of error. The Word of God is spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. And that's why we have it. And that's why we grow, so we don't fall into error. There's all kinds of teachings and things out there, and no one checks it out in the Bible. You got to check it out in the Bible, right? See, he believes it. Look at that. He's looking over there saying, should I jump or should I jump? Should I not jump? Should I jump? Should I jump? Should I not jump? God bless you. Shake someone's hand. And remember, moms, CDs and DVDs are free today.